How are you, Berkey?
Oh, boys, I'm well. I'm well. Except for, like, a little bit of stitch-up early in the week, like a welcome back when I wasn't even around. So
that's how we operate, Berkey. To your face, we're nice as pie. Behind your back, mate, we're just stabbing you.
Oh, mate, the amount of text messages I got. I said, mate, you here this morning? I said, you just got stitched up to a hilt. I went, yeah, right, of course I did. No, play on, all good. That's the way it works, absolutely. No, but other than that, boys, I'm going great.
Well, tell me about Eddie. Obviously, you never thought he'd be back coaching.
Well, I mean, that's the one. I mean, it was a sliding doors moment, Loz. You know, like if he doesn't get sacked by England, he doesn't get the job here. And you know, I was talking to a couple of crew the other day, sort of, you know, high up, and they were sort of saying, well, you know, you're going in a World Cup, and you boys have been there. You can't go in a World Cup and hope you're going to win. There has to be something different. So. In the end, they had to make a change-up, and the change-up was that, you know, he became available, Jones became available, and, you know, the secret meetings behind closed doors meant that, you know, he comes in. You obviously feel for the outgoing coach, and, you know, I spoke to a couple of the Waratah boys the other day, and you know, he's a good lad, you know, Rennie. So it's always difficult to see in that space, but, you know... he will have the desired effect for the Wallabies to be able to maybe change attitude. Yeah, physicality is going to be a big one for the Wallabies. And, you know, when we saw in that test middle last year at the Sydney Football Stadium, they got belted by South Africa. They won in Adelaide, and they came back for the return game, and they just got monstered. So I think that's going to be the biggest one that you'll see from a change. It's just being, you know, so much more brutal. Same guys. That attitude's got to change.
Does he change his staff, Eddie? Because I was reading that Dan McKellar, he was probably going to be the guy that was going to take over from Dave Rennie at the end of this World Cup, and he's the assistant coach, and now that path has been stopped with Eddie coming on board. What does Dan McKellar do? What is his future?
Yeah, I don't know in that space, Lawrence, because you know, Bernie Larkin's now down at the Brumbies to take over that head coaching role. So yeah, does that put a stop to his sort of path in that Wallaby outfit? It would be sad to lose him, because he's a good football brain in that space. But I would imagine that he'd bring his own crew in. I imagine that would be the sort of the prerequisite. So you know, it's a watch this space for the Wallabies, you know, support staff, because. You know, Beaver would like to bring his own guys in. The understanding of, you know, he works his team very hard. He works his players very hard. So first and foremost, mentally, these guys have to be ready in that space to cop the barrage of work to turn around the fortunes of the Wallabies, because, you know, there's not much time to the World Cup. But he doesn't come in underprepared. I mean, that's the thing. He knows everything about everyone. And now, when we were there last week, we were talking with Ryan and crew, my attitude's changed a little bit in that space to say, well, maybe he is the right guy, because he'll be able to, you know people from here, there, and everywhere about the Wallabies, and you know, your place is safe, but you'll certainly put some pressure on you. The interesting part I saw last night, and I don't know whether it's fact or not yet, but. You know, the Giddo law, I saw some of the chairman saying it's not going to change from that three spots. So, you know, South Africa opened up for a little while. So it means that we've still got the, you know, the Wallabies still have that three overseas players to choose from. I thought they may have relaxed that before the World Cup to say, hey, let's get our best players on if you want to have a real shot at success in France.
Well, buddy, what happens now with Kirtley Beale? What sort of impact does that have, not only on the Wallabies but the Waratahs as well?
Yeah, very much so. You know, it's a wait and see situation. It's obviously going to go through the courts in that space. You know, I suppose in one way, shape or form, you can't talk about it. The other way, you've got to give him some support.
Do they have a no-fault stand-down policy, Berkey, like the NRL?
Yeah. It's similar type scenario, Loz. So he's suspended from Rugby Australia and Waratahs. So, you know, he can't, you know, go to training and be around the team and all that kind of stuff. The interesting part, I suppose, is, you know, how does that fit now in the salary cap, and how does that fit sort of, you know, moving forward for the team? Because, you know, there are implications of that. in that space because he's not going to be around until this gets sorted. And how long that is, don't know. You know, it could be sooner rather than later. It could take, you know, into next year. We just don't know where we are in that space. But certainly, I think from a team's perspective, you know, there's a and rugby per se, culture per se, there's a wake-up call to say, you know, you are have responsibility outside of just sort of your normal means and understanding, you know, your legacy, I suppose, if that's the case. So, you know, in saying that, we have to wait until the courts have done their stuff, and whether he's not guilty, we don't know that. And, you know, we sort of have to sit back and wait in that space. So it's a very much, you know, watch this area as it continues.
Great weekend coming up with the Sevens there at Moore Park. And what can we expect over the next 3 days?
Boy, I don't know if you've ever got there. I mean, the rugby's great fun, but then you don't have to watch the rugby at the same time. It's a party atmosphere. You know, your boy should do an OB out of Hong Kong one time when the Sevens are up there. It is quite spectacular. They try and do the same thing. It's just, it's fast, it's furious. There's things going off on off the field as well. You know, Australia, the last time I was in Sydney was 3 years ago, in fact, and that's when Australia had success here in Sydney, both the Aussies, the male and the female. So, you know, two good teams, both defending champions. The girls are a special group at the moment, the women's team, led by Denny Hines. You got this great team of individuals that play so well as a team. Charlotte Castig, obviously a star, Maddie Ashby, a star. We got Maddie Levi there, who plays what they call a power forward. So she goes in the scrums, hangs on the wing, and just blitzes it. So the girls missed out last week in New Zealand. They struggled against America. They'll hope to turn that around this week at home. The boys, Henry Hutchinson is captain. You got Morris Longbottom there. He's just got jet shoes. And all of a sudden, Australia has found some form. Kiwis, South Africans, always strong, but it's just a great party atmosphere. It runs over, you know, 2.5 days starting sort of this afternoon, so, and finishing on Sunday. So, corporate box for me, boys. Thanks for coming, and I'll be enjoying myself.
What days are you out there, Berkey?
What day do you want to come, Loz? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm reading the news tonight. Oh,
how good. Just shameless. Corporate box. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, enjoying it too.
Life. Why not? He's earned it.
Exactly right.
Deserve well it done, and Clark, earn it, like Berkey.
Have earned it, Berkey. Mate. Well done.
For sure.
Corporate box. Just
you bagged him on Monday.
French champagne.
Of course I did. Now I'm talking to him face to face. I love Berkey. I've told you he's always been my favourite wallaby.
The only thing is, Clarky, what are you doing behind closed doors? I mean, that's the, you know, I'll tell you to his face, but what's your actions now?
Oh, one thing I can promise you, trust zero that comes out of Loz's mouth. He has not got your back one bit.
Mate, I get that. We get that every week for the multi.
Time to go, Berkey. Yeah. Come on.
Love you, brother.
All right, boys. Take care. Have a good one.
Good on you, Berkey.